Welcome, everyone, to May Day 2024.
Indeed. It's here. Can you believe it?
I didn't find any May baskets on my step this morning.
Oh, well, shoot.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this day's not over yet.
Well, that's true. I don't know how many people think of that anymore, though. Did you drop any May Day baskets off anywhere?
Well, I guess I didn't.
Oh, okay. We'll check into that.
I want to remind you about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up May 16th through the 19th in Mile City, Montana. Of course, Josh Turner is going to be performing May 16th as a kickoff. Special guest, Chancey Williams. And then you've got, of course, a lot of events before that with the Kentucky Derby, the Mother's Day horse races, and then, of course, the Bucking Horse Sale, the 16th through the 19th. Lots and lots of activities, and you can check it out online at their buckinghorsesale.com in Miles City, Montana.
And you know, Mike, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their most current publication. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your copy of Tri-State Livestock News.
Do you know where the number one river in the Midwest is for an adventure? Or how about one of the top 10 in the country for tubes, kayaks, and canoes? Well, it's the Niobrara Scenic River right here in the Valentine, Nebraska area. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine.com and check out all the things going on for the summer in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And we want to send out a shout out and a congratulations to Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry. They have wrapped up their first year after changing the dates. For 30 years, they were in October. Now they're in April. Looks like things went great. Make sure you have it on your calendar for next year. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska.
Well, it's that time of the year. I'm not sure where this came from. It was sent in to Jim here a while back, but I thought maybe it's a good one for this spring. With signs of spring returning to the middle latitudes, we're bound to see improvement in our wintry attitudes. Finally, it's time of the year for days to stretch out longer. That time for young men's thoughts of love to grow a little stronger. That time of year for sprouts to grow and blooms to come unfurled. That time of year for calves and foals to come into the world. Let's raise a glass and tip our hats to the vernal equinox. That time of the year that we're forced to add an hour to the clocks. That time of the year, the old wives say, to stand an egg upright. I reckon that'd be hard without that extra hour of light, though we'll lose an hour that we could have spent in bed. I think of it like I do. It's a chance to get ahead.
That's cute.
That time of the year.
It is that time of the year. Okay, I got one for you. This actually came from Julie French. She's the manager up at KDIO at Ortonville, Minnesota. Every once in a while, she comes across something and sends it to us. An elderly man rear-ended a guy driving an expensive European sports car. Enraged, the guy hops out and confronts the old man. He yells, "Look what you did to my car! You're going to give me $10,000 right now, or I'm going to beat you to a pulp." "Oh my," the old man said nervously. I don't have that kind of money. Let me call my son. He trains dolphins and he will know what to do." "Dolphins?" the other driver huffs while rolling his eyes. The old man pulled out his phone, dialed his son, and just as his son answered, this irate man snatched the phone away from the old man. "So you're a dolphin trainer, huh?" the guy yells. "Well, your old man here just rear-ended my car and I need 10 grand right now or I'm going to beat you and your old man to a pulp." "I'll be there in 10 minutes, said the voice calmly on the other end. Exactly 10 minutes later, a Jeep pulls up and a guy hops out and proceeds to pulverize the bully, leaving him in a heap on the side of the road. When he finished, he walked over to his father and said, "For the last time, Dad, I train SEALs, Navy SEALs, not dolphins."
Ooh, big difference. I thought you were going to say like the Miami Dolphins,
yeah,
or something like that.
No, isn't that funny? Thanks, Julie, for sending that. You're right. It is hilarious.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this local radio station for another edition of the good stuff.